You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. One of your New Year's resolutions might be to cook more often, maybe cook more healthy, but you don't know where to start. Well, how about crockpots or slow cookers? Easy way, it turns out, to make healthy meals. For a lot of recipes, you just put the ingredients in the crockpot, set the temperature, wait 6 or 8 hours, and you've got a delicious meal on your hands. Well, here to introduce us to healthy crockpot cooking and share some great tips to boost things up a little bit, we've got Jack Bishop with us. He's editorial director for America's Test Kitchen. Jack, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Happy New Year.
So you've got a new book about, Happy New Year to you, by the way. You've got a new book out about healthy crockpot cooking. Why did you tackle this?
Well, I think people think about beef stew, chili, pulled pork, all these things that we love, but many of them that are not all that good for us as being things you make in a slow cooker. And what we really wanted to do was to change people's minds and say, you know, it's not just those fatty, delicious cuts of meat that you can throw in your slow cooker. You can basically cook almost anything in your slow cooker as long as you come up with a recipe that makes sure to treat that food correctly. Even something as delicate as fish actually does tremendously well in a slow cooker. And so we really looked at vegetables, grains, lean poultry, lean cuts of meat, fish, and what are the best ways to cook that in a slow cooker so that, you know, as you said, it's such a great joy to be able to just make an entire meal, walk away and come back hours later, lift off the lid and you've got dinner. But can that be a healthy dinner? And the answer is definitely yes.
Well, before we get into some of the particulars about how to make these healthy meals, let's look at the equipment. What kind of slow cooker should we be looking for to meet our needs?
Well, the first thing to do is to think about size. Are you somebody who is cooking for one or two people, in which case you probably want what we call a small slow cooker, which is around 4 quarts. If you're somebody who's cooking for a family, then you really want to be looking for something that's 6 quarts. Most recipes can be made in either a 4 or a 6 quart, but you may as well get the right size for you. The second thing is we tested all kinds of leading models and came up with our top-rated models in the test kitchen in both sizes. We love the KitchenAid 6-quart slow cooker, and if you want a small 4-quart one, we love the Cuisinart. And a couple things that they do that we like is that when the food is done and you're not home, it will switch over to keep warm, which is a really important function. Some slow cookers will just keep on going, and so if you're stuck in traffic and you get home late, that food may have cooked longer than you want if you don't have a keep warm mode. And so that's one of the things we really, really look for in a slow cooker. We love glass lids, so you can really see what's going on in there, and simple controls. We find that the more complicated the controls, usually it makes it more complicated to figure out how to use the slow cooker. And frankly, the only thing you really need is a timer and a high and a low setting, and we generally use the low setting because it's a little bit more gentle.
Now, one of the points you make in the book is that you can use leaner cuts of meat and not dry them out in the slow cooker. What's the key to take and say, add a chicken breast is something I do a lot, and which is low in fat but pretty easy to be bland and dry if you do it wrong. How do you make it nice and yummy in your slow cooker?
Well, there are two things. One is this, the slow cooker, because you've added moisture, it's a naturally smart way to cook lean foods because it's so gentle. You know, if you try to put a lean cut of meat like a chicken cutlet on a super hot grill, for instance, it usually dries out and gets pretty leathery. And so you've got the advantage that it's a moist, steamy environment. But what you really need to do is pump up the flavors. Whether you're, making a slow cooker with a fat cut or a lean cut, the slow cooker tends to wash away flavors. And so you need to add a lot more garlic, a lot more onions, a lot more spices, tomato paste, soy sauce, all these things that add flavor. You're going to need to use more than you think you're going to need in order to pump up the flavor of the chicken, the fish, whatever it is you're cooking.
Yeah, I do chicken paprikash sometimes in my slow cooker, and man, do I have to use a lot of paprika to get through that.
You do, and I have a little trick for you. We found that all of those aromatics, the onions, the garlic, the spices, to toss them with a little bit of oil in a small bowl and then microwave them for a couple of minutes to basically bloom the flavors in those spices or in the garlic. And, you know, you don't want to get out a skillet and start cooking things in a skillet in order to make a slow cooker recipe, but it's easy enough to throw all those ingredients into a bowl, throw it in the microwave for a couple of minutes until it's fragrant, and then scrape all of those aromatics into the slow cooker. And what it really does is release all of the flavors from the paprika, from the cumin, the chili powder, the garlic, anything like that. It's better to put it in the slow cooker with a little bit of oil. There's a lot of fat-soluble compounds in those spices, and so the vegetable oil sort of helps release and carry those flavors throughout the dish.
So the sound you heard there was my mind being blown by this. Just really a minute or whatever in the microwave with the onions and the spices and the sauce really brings out that much more flavor?
Yeah, it really does make a difference. If you've got onions, you're going to want to be cooking them probably 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Just some spices, a minute's going to be fine. If there's some tomato paste, which we often use, tomatoes are packed with umami, the thing that makes things savory tasting, and so we often add a little bit of tomato paste to a lot of recipes, even ones that don't really have tomato. So you can throw that in with the spices, and it just brings out their flavor and makes a huge difference. And you're also going to need a little bit more spices. You know, if you make the same dish conventionally on the stovetop, we find you often add 50% or even 100% more of those key ingredients because, you know, things tend to wash out after hours and hours of cooking in a slow cooker.
Well, let's before we move on from chicken, the recipe that you shared with us from the book, we've got it on the Central Time Facebook page, sweet and tangy pulled chicken. Can you tell us about this dish?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite things to make in a slow cooker is to take a pork shoulder and make pulled pork. Now, it tastes great, but it's not exactly on the healthy regimen of something you can be eating every week. But we wondered, could we make the same dish, basically, using chicken and do, a pulled chicken with all of those great barbecue flavors and then put it on buns and top it with a really, really, tangy, crisp, crunchy slaw. And we found, actually, most of the secret of that dish is in the onions, the tomato paste, the chili powder, the paprika, the cayenne, the molasses, the ketchup, and that whether it's chicken or pork, it's not as different as you would think it would be.
Huh.
And that we use bone-in split chicken breasts. So, using the bone-in breasts adds some additional flavor, and then, of course, you take the meat off the bone and shred it. And it's just incredibly lean. It's only 90 calories per serving. Now, this is before you add a bun. Now, of course, you're going to add a bun, and so it's going to add some calories. But, I mean, the chicken and the sauce, it's not quite zero calories, but 90 calories for something that you can make for dinner is about as low as it gets. Add a nice healthy bun and then some slaw, and it's just fabulous.
And you're, in effect, making your own barbecue sauce. Better to do that than just get a store-bought sauce and dump it in the crock pot?
Yeah, I mean, most of the store-bought sauces, the flavors are kind of out of whack and they're awfully sweet. There's some exceptions. We like Bullseye among the commercial sauces is our favorite. But it takes literally 5 minutes. This is a recipe where we'll use that microwave trick. So we'll microwave a chopped onion, tomato paste, chili powder, a little bit of vegetable oil, paprika and cayenne for 5 minutes. Throw that in the slow cooker along with some ketchup and molasses. You add the chicken, and 2-3 hours later, the chicken is cooked. And that's one of the things you need to think about with lean proteins like chicken and fish. These are often not 8 or 9 hour recipes. I mean, think about if you were cooking chicken on the stovetop or in the oven versus, a fatty cut like pork, you need to cook it less. It will dry out if you cook it for 8 hours. But these are great weekend recipes while you're puttering around and doing other things in the house or running out and doing errands to make sweet and tangy pulled chicken. It's just a fabulous way to, watch a ball game, maybe Sunday afternoon, have a healthy but delicious treat.
It's a sweet and tangy pulled chicken. We've got that recipe, a crock pot recipe, on the Central Time Facebook page. Let's take a radical departure from that now, Jack. Greens in the crock pot.
Yeah, I think we all want to be eating more hearty greens, kale, turnip greens, mustard greens. And, a lot of the classic recipes are slow cooked. Think about, you know, Southern style braised greens. Well, there's no reason why you can't braise those greens in a slow cooker and go do something else while they're cooking rather than standing by the stovetop and watching them. And so we think green beans are great. All of those hearty grains are really are really wonderful in the slow cooker. You add all of the flavors in that you want. You could add Asian flavors, classic Southern flavors if you want. You can do the same thing and build a soup with them. One of my favorites is to just do garlicky braised greens and to do it with kale. A little bit of chicken broth, so you need some liquid. You could use vegetable broth if you want to make it vegetarian. Some hot red pepper flakes, a lot of garlic, some salt and pepper, and then just finish it with, and this is another trick with a lot of slow cookers, is to think about finishing them with some additional flavor. And so just a teeny pat of butter for richness, just a tablespoon for four servings, and a little bit of red wine vinegar. You could use cider vinegar if you want, even a squirt of lemon juice just to give it a little perk up. And so a lot of citrus, vinegars, herbs, we'll throw those in at the very end so that we preserve those flavors and sort of perk up the flavors in a slow-cooked greens. And these greens are, this is an all-day recipe. You know, you can put the 2 pounds of kale in the slow cooker for 8 hours and, you know, come home and got a pot of greens to go with cornbread or whatever you want to serve it with.
Jack Bishop is making us hungry right now. He's with America's Test Kitchen. They've got a new book out, The Healthy Slow Cooker Revolution. We were talking about healthy crockpot recipes on this edition of Food Friday, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your go-to crockpot recipe? Do you have a healthy one you can tell us about? Any questions about cooking with the crockpot or tips to share? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post and find a recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about healthy crockpot recipes. We have Jack Bishop with us from America's Test Kitchen. One of their new books, The Healthy Slow Cooker Revolution. You can join in, 800-642-1234. What is your go-to crockpot recipe, maybe for game day? Do you have any questions about cooking, maybe healthy cooking with a crock pot? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go right to a caller now. We have Liz with us in Deerfield, Illinois. Hi, Liz.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. What do you got for us, Liz?
This recipe is just super easy. All you have to do is you just take it to some canned goods. So I have an aunt who cans corn. And so I use a can of Wisconsin corn. I use a can of tomato paste, a jar of salsa, and two cans of all-white chicken meat that you use, like, for chicken salad.
Okay, put it together. What do we end up with here? What's this a recipe for?
It's a tortilla soup.
Ah, and when do you add the tortillas? You put them in right at the end?
Exactly.
Wow. And is that a big hit when you make that for a party, maybe?
You know, it's a big hit when I make it for my family. It's super easy, and it's something that with a good salsa, you can kind of add whatever salsa you prefer. We like a spicy salsa, but it comes in, and it's a big hit with our family. A little sour cream and cheese.
Liz, that sounds fantastic. Jack, let's follow the soup thread. What do you recommend for a great healthy soup to make in the crock pot?
You know, it's one of the best things to do is soup. And one of my absolute favorites is to do bean soups. And so there's a recipe we have. It's actually called a 15 bean soup with sausage and spinach. So this has something for everybody, and it uses hot or sweet Italian chicken sausage. It's got onions and garlic and thyme. The base is chicken broth and water. And then you use one of those 15 bean soup mixes, you know, the dried mixes that you can get. We don't use the flavoring packet because we're adding our own flavors, but we love the fact you can get all those different beans in one bag. And then another great trick for delicate vegetables like the spinach goes in 5 minutes before you're serving. So, you know, you put the sausage and the onions and the beans and the broth and everything in the slow cooker. You go to work, come home 9 or 11 hours later, take the lid off, stir in 4 ounces of baby spinach, and just let that sit for 5 minutes. And that's enough. You know, you don't really need to cook spinach for 11 hours. And it's got some vegetables, got some meat, got some beans, and just, you know, on a cold, cold day, this soup is going to fill you up.
Fantastic. Liz, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We go now to Jackie in Milwaukee. Jackie, hi.
Hi, I was just curious. You mentioned the KitchenAid. A lot of my friends are getting like the 3-in-1 cookers, like Ninja and Aroma, which can also do braising and steaming. And I was just curious what you thought of those units.
Jackie, thanks for that call. And I've looked at those, Jack, and wondered too, especially the ones you can brown meat first if you want to. What do you make of those combo slow cookers?
We love the Cuisinart combo, the 4-quart 3-in-1 multi-cooker. And as you say, you can brown in it, you can saute in it, you can steam in it. You know, they're good. Not all of them, though, so that's why, you know, we tested about 10 different models, and that of the multi-purpose ones was our favorite. And so if you're really looking for one that can do it all, that Cuisinart 3-in-1 multi-cooker is a good model.
I worry about cleanup. If you're browning the meat, it gunks up down there, then you slow cook in it. Is that a problem?
This one's pretty easy to clean up, but you're right to be concerned. You know, depending on what how the insert is designed and the materials, you could end up thinking, well, why didn't I just do the browning in a skillet? Because it's going to be awfully difficult to clean that insert. But this one's pretty easy to clean.
And that reminds me, I wanted to ask, when should we brown meat before crock-potting it?
You know, if there's a lot of big flavors in a dish, you generally can skip the browning step. And so if you're making a dish with a lot of spices, you can skip it. If it's a dish where it's mostly about the meat and there are not a lot of other distractions, we do like to brown at least half of it. Sometimes you can get away, you know, if it's a stew, you don't have to do all of it. You can just do one batch of it. But it's really a recipe-by-recipe case. And sometimes when we're skipping the browning, what we'll do is add some soy sauce, even if it's not an Asian recipe, to add a tablespoon or two of soy sauce can kind of make up for the fact that the meat, whether it's pork or beef, hasn't been browned. It adds, obviously, some color, but adds kind of those savory notes that you get from browning, and it's obviously a lot easier to pour a tablespoon of soy sauce into the slow cooker than to brown the meat before it goes into the slow cooker.
Now, at America's Test Kitchen, you're cooks, you're mad scientists, and one of the experiments I know you were trying on this healthy slow cooker book was to see how much salt you could do without. So how much can we cut down on the salt in our crockpot recipes?
Well, we used as little salt as possible, and there are two things you really need to think about if you're concerned about salt. One is obviously the amount of table salt you're just adding to the pot. But most of the salt is actually coming from the canned tomatoes, the canned broth. You know, there's a lot of canned products that you end up using in a slow cooker. And we make some recommendations in the book that if you're really concerned about sodium, what brands you want to be looking for so that you can minimize the sodium content. Because a lot of times it doesn't matter how little salt you're adding. If you get a recipe that's got, you know, 6 cups of packaged chicken broth and a can or two of tomatoes, if you buy conventional brands, there's a lot of sodium in those products. And so you really need to shop carefully. And we made some specific recommendations for people who are interested in low-sodium cooking.
Jack, a lot of times I think of crockpot cooking as mainly about the convenience, but you've cooked in a number of styles and genres. How does crockpot cookery stack up in terms of deliciousness compared to all the other styles of cooking?
You know, because it's so gentle, it's one of the real benefits. And so, you know, you're really protecting the food, and it does an amazing job with grains, with beans, with things that really benefit from a steamy environment. You know, I think it's probably the best way to cook those. And, you know, we all want to be eating more whole grains, and we think we should be working more beans into our diet. And it's probably the absolute best way to be cooking grains and beans. And it does a really nice job with things like hearty greens as well. It's just absolutely delicious. And because it's so goof-proof, you know, you just literally put it in and you walk away, there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, Jack, I'm walking away inspired. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Jack Bishop, editorial director for America's Test Kitchen. One of their new books, The Healthy Slow Cooker Revolution, got a great recipe for a pulled chicken sandwich on the Central Time Facebook page.